Chairman Powell, I listened to your answer, a long, thoughtful answer, and I don't have the foggiest idea where you come down on this, having listened carefully. Do you not agree, for example, let me take it from the specific to the general. Do you not agree, for example, that if you had moved last month to Minot, North Dakota, and all of the commercial stations in that city are owned by one company, that there's been a diminution of competition, that it's diminished, that it's not beneficial to the consumer to have no competition among the radio stations, commercial stations in Minot? Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, and I'd also say that that situation specifically that you're referring to, which you and I have discussed, is a consequence of the market definition that the prior commission used that Commissioner Martin referred to. It's also something that I teed up a proceeding that is currently underway in an effort to fix that. Yes, I would agree it's a problem. I think it was particularly a problem in that case because of the way the market was defined, and that problem I think we teed up to try to address in the radio
proceeding. And I appreciate that, but I guess the reason all of us are sensitive to this is that we read and hear the sounds coming from the commission that they're talking about relaxing the ownership rules at a time when what we see is massive concentration. And let me just, when you talk about additional voices out there, that when you add cable to the mix, ownership is even more complicated. 90% of the top 50 cable channels are owned by four companies, Disney, AOL, Time Warner, Viacom, and News Corp. When you talk about more voices, are you talking about more voices by one ventriloquist? And is this not a case where when people talk about diversity, there is in fact less diversity? I guess I'm just very concerned about this. I appreciate Dr. Kopp's work on it. I think all of us ought to be concerned when we see this massive concentration occurring, because localism in the media is very, very important. When an anhydrous ammonia car goes off a track in Minot, North Dakota in the middle of the night, ask yourself who was working at the station, who was working at the radio station. Or was it being run through a board 1,500 miles away?